This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 6th, episode 2325, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's are calling, tall pines are humming, 'cause Christmas time's are coming.
That's right, Christmas time is a-coming. As you know, we just had Radiothon beginning of the week, and we're going to have a special holiday gift guide for you today. And these aren't the average humdrum gifts that you buy at the store. These are custom-made stuff by our listeners.
Cool. I would like to back up and just ask you to not play that wind sound anymore because it sent chills through my spine. We have it was so beautiful yesterday. It was 67 degrees. It was an anomaly for December. And then I walked outside and here comes the north wind this morning and it is blowing in cold. What
Does
is the
sound
deal?
Like this?
Stop it. Oh, that makes my spine hurt. What is the deal with the temperature? I know I brought this up last year, but it still perplexes me. Again, I have lived in Phoenix for the last 10 plus years, and I don't understand, or I've forgotten why you have one temperature. Like, it's 42 outside all of a sudden. But if you look at the thing, it says feels like 31.
Well, I know. So actually,
if it feels like
31,
if it feels like 31, why isn't it freaking 31 degrees? Like, what is this nonsense? So I have to look at the top of the app and see what the temperature is. And then I just scroll down and then it fakes you out because then you scroll down. And you're like, it's not 42. It's 31. Like, why is there a separation there? I don't get it. Sorry. Vent over.
We haven't been chilly here in Florida. It's been in the low 30s at night.
Oh, my God. How are you surviving?
Of course, Scooter's clipped, which means this horse husband has to put his blankets on. Can I just say, blanketing sucks, and that's what still qualifies me as a horse husband. I'm out there in the dark. There's 55 different straps that go all different directions. I got them backwards, and I got the blanket upside down. And
oh my God,
I'm still a horse husband.
It's the worst.
Blankets.
I have this barn, this beautiful barn, and the lights somehow got fried. And I'm not going to blame it on my farrier who plugged her entire truck into my outlet.
You just flip the switch? It's not a breaker?
Oh, we've had the electrician was out here for 4 hours yesterday. Oh. The guy that actually wired the barn, and he's like, I don't know.
Right. So, okay, if he can't figure it out, you're screwed.
Yeah, so they're coming back. And so, but my point was, blanketing horses in the dark blows. It's the worst.
I mean, I had my headlamp on, but I don't know. And she buys she buys good blankets, which means it has complicated straps.
Oh, yeah.
The more expensive the blanket, the more complicated the straps. And then it has the neck thing. Well, I feed him. I bring him his dinner out at 7 o'clock at night. And that's when I put the blanket on. Well, I got to try and pick his head up so I can get under his neck.
Oh,
he's a pony.
You're on your knees blanketing your pony with the...
I'm pulling his head up. He's pushing it down. It's like this fight.
Maybe you should blanket a little earlier. Call me crazy.
I'm tired, by the way. I am beat. It's been a long week.
Like Radiothon hangover. Keep in mind next year, if you do Radiothon again,
I'm taking the whole month off. Taking all of December off. Jennifer went out to ride this morning because she's kind of fried too. And we had a lot of stuff going on this week business-wise because it's that time of year. And I sent out 52 prize emails. If you want a prize, you should have gotten an email yesterday. So I just decided this morning right before the show, and I told you, you didn't even know. I said, that's it. We're putting the best of up on Monday. We're going. Actually, we're taking Charlotte down to Disney on Tuesday for her first trip ever to Disney. And, you know, I said, that's it. I'm doing a 4-day weekend. I'm making an executive decision. So you get a paid day off on Monday.
I'll take it. But you know what? To be completely honest, everybody before the show, Glenn sounded just like Eeyore.
I was not in a good place.
But that's okay. Wake up. We're going to do some, let's see, we've got a guest coming on. Tell us about our guest, Glenn.
We have a guest coming on. Well, today's all about gifts and gifts.
It's your gift guide.
It's a gift guide. And the guest is involving a gift too, but it's a more expensive gift than the ones we're going to talk about in a minute. We're going to talk, and you've done this many times, and that's guest ranches. And Linda Blue is an expert at guest ranches. She writes for many magazines. She's been to many of them. She's going to tell us how to pick one because it is complicated. You look at them all and they're not cheap. And you look at them all and you know, you want to spend your money wisely, but you're not sure. So hopefully she can help give us some guidance on picking a guest ranch. She's been to a lot of them. So, and I know you like doing that. You've done it many times. So
I love going to channel my inner cowgirl. So,
so we're going to find out about that today, in addition to a whole bunch of other stuff, but we have to get started. My daily Winnie, of course, is where's my birthday thing? Oh no, you're going to have to sing happy. Oh, here it is.
Oh. I can't do Chili's Winnie.
Speaking of our good friend Charlotte, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Charlotte. I'll treat you to a Mickey bar on Tuesday. We also have Chelsea Sievers. It's her birthday as well. Lisa Kelly, Ice Road Trucker. I posted on my Facebook page yesterday, my personal page. She was just in a new music video and it is excellent. It's all about women truck drivers. So Lisa Kelly, it's glad to see it's your birthday. She invited us to come up for her barn party, but Alaska seemed like a trip.
On the way.
And Ellen Ferrante, one of our biggest fans for years and years and years. And happy birthday to you as well, Ellen.
My daily Winnie, I just forgot who it was for. I like had it right here and I forgot. But how about it? Can I get it? Can I give you an anti daily Winnie?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's Friday, okay. And I'm in a mood. So
it's well, it's more like a pathetic loser thing. Oh, geez. Why did that just skip? I'm totally disorganized. Sorry. My computer is acting up. So this happened in Australia, in Laverton, Central West Australia, in the middle of the night. A group of thieves walked. They saw a tour bus. And so they go over to the tour bus. Have you heard this story?
No.
So these guys go over to this tour bus and they're like, hey, while the tour bus is parked, let's siphon all the gasoline out of it. And so they got all their gas cans. They like do this. So they walk over to the tour bus and they start siphoning the gas. And, you know, to siphon gas out of a anything, you have to like suck on the tube, you know,
it takes a while.
Yeah. And they've got all these gas cans and stuff. And so they go to suck on the tube. And, you know, there's always like some of the gas that gets in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, it's gross. I've had to do it before.
They siphoned from the sewage tank. They mistakenly put the hose into the sewage tank, getting a mouthful of sewage. Apparently, they then ran. The police says that they had a hasty retreat after a somewhat bitter taste in their mouth. The hose was left in the sewage tank. All the gas cans were left out there. And that's what you get. Karma came back.
I was just, they were going to get, what, $30, $40 worth of gas. They could have gone into the bus and robbed two people and gotten that.
I think it was just parked, Glenn. It was
it wasn't full of people. Oh, God.
No, it was just, and I mean, armed robbery is different than stealing gasoline.
That's funny.
Good time.
That's a good one. All right, let's start with our gift guide. We have what you did, thank you very much, is you asked our auditors if there's anybody that makes stuff that
I did.
We can buy stuff that's not, you know, made in China, right?
Before we get to our gift guide, we have to hear from our title sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products.
Let's do that.
You're a mess.
She swallowed hard as they walked into the start box. She could feel his muscles tense under her leg. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a great ride. She didn't have to ask. He galloped out of the box and across the field toward their first training level course. His ears pricked. Her heart pounded. He attacked each obstacle with confidence, clearing them with room to spare. A huge smile broke out on her face as she crossed through the finish flags. She leaned forward and buried her face in his neck. Their bond of love and trust blocked out all else. This love story is brought to you by Elevate. Research proven to have superior bioavailability. Elevate supplies the essential vitamin E often missing from the equine diet. Its all-natural formula supports healthy muscle and nerve functions. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
That is my favorite commercial they do. I want to get on and ride.
That one doesn't make you cry like some.
No, I just want to go jump that first training level cross-country jump.
I did want to mention, too, that later on in the show, when we do really bad ads, you're going to be liking the prize that we have for this month, and we'll talk about that later. We announced it in the auditor room, and they pretty much went crazy. So there were fist fights. We have the first thing on our holiday gift guide is our store, the HRN store. You can get customized HRN and Horses in the Morning logo stuff. And I'm looking on there now. They have hoodies. They have gear bags. They have fleece jackets. They have, they added something new to this. They have the Carrots Daily Ride half zips that are on closeout for $32 that you can get embroidered. Saddle pads of multiple kinds, gear bags, men's soft shell jackets, which I am going to order one of. And we also have the Horses in the Morning and the Horse Radio Network stickers that you can put on your tack trunks or your horse trailers.
Or your car. Yeah. Car and horse trailer. My horse trailer is where I have all my bumper stickers.
Three kinds of hats. Wow, the hats are cheap, $7 plus the embroidery, but still. And then saddlebags and all kinds of stuff. So if you have a Horse Radio Network or a Horses in the Morning fan in your life, then head on over there and get custom stuff. Apparently, they ship really quickly, and it's been working out really well.
Do you know what's really getting good for Chad and my relationship at Christmas time is that I will get a website. Like, say I go to, what's the website for the HRN?
HRNstore.com.
HRNstore.com. You go to there and you make a shopping cart of things that you want. And then you leave that up on your computer or you forward the entire shopping cart to them. And you say, these are the things that I would like. Pick what you would like to give me or give me all of them. And it's really working out for really because I don't know what he's going to pick, but I know I want it.
Well, I love that idea because we don't want to make decisions.
Here you go.
And then I was like, "Oh, idea. I need to tell Jennifer that." That's what.
How did your husband know that you wanted this particular bridle? I don't know. He's just so smart.
You know, we really want to get through life as easily as possible. That's what husbands want.
But like, you just make the list of stuff from the HRN store that you want.
Put the credit card in and buy it. That's perfect.
Or we do Amazon too. Like go on Amazon and be like, these are I put the things I wanted in the shopping cart. Buy what you want to leave what you want.
I love that. I'll tell Jennifer that one. So we have a lot of things to go through here pretty quickly. And we'll do that before and after our guest, I think. But we will not be giving you the addresses because they're Etsy addresses and you're not going to remember them. So in the show notes for today's show at horsesinthemorning.com, you will find all of the links. We're on most of your players. You see the show notes and the links and you'll find them in there too. Just look for it on your players. But we will post those there. Okay, so hrnstore.com is the first one. The second one, you want to talk to us about that?
Yes, absolutely. This is Auditor Lori Bannon does. It sounds strange.
Laura Bannon.
Laura Bannon. Oh, look, I pronounced the name wrong.
I screw up names.
I know, and it was an easy one. does Scrabble Tile pet charms. Now, what does that mean? She takes tiles from a Scrabble board and, oh my God, like puts little pictures of your pet on them or a pet. There's a Basset Hound puppy
Scrabble
tile.
I did see that, actually.
Oh my God.
And then she hooks these little paw, I don't know, what are they called? Clasps to it that look like little paws, and you put them on a necklace. It's really cute.
Is that what you do with it? Yes, oh my God, I have to have that.
Yeah, or a necklace or, a bracelet.
And they're super cheap, like $9.50. So if you buy a couple of them,
taking Scrabble tiles and painting them.
Oh my God! See, all of life is about repurposing. I love this.
Well, that's better than Scrabble because
and they do photos too.
So Scrabble was never my game.
They do custom ones for $10, or you can buy the ones that are already done. Oh my God!
You can get pictures of your kids, your horses. It's cool.
That's a great gift idea for like a grandparent to do like a custom Scrabble tile, like bracelet of all your grandkids. Oh my God. I'm writing that down.
Yeah. Because they actually do play Scrabble.
They're of the age where they're not playing online Scrabble. It's like a real thing, like with math.
I can't do Scrabble. You know that. I can't spell anything. Auditor Claire Asson. Her mom makes, and these are cool. I'm thinking about getting one for Jennifer, actually. She's not here, so I can say that. Unfortunately, she doesn't listen to our show. She makes really awesome tote bags that are full of pockets. As a matter of fact, they're called bags full of pockets. And they could be used for brush bags, for gardening, tool bags, for really anything. And it's the kind of like semi-round bags that you seem to have the pockets all around the outside, except she uses these materials that are really fancy looking. I mean, you get fancy ones, you can get simple ones, all different colors, different sizes.
Diaper bags, too.
Oh, I didn't even think of that, not having kids. But one of the cool things about them is they're made with outdoor fabric. They have all this, their pockets and everything. They're washable, they're waterproof, they're stain resistant, and they're colorful. They're kind of oversized so that you can fit more stuff, bottles and things in them. And they run in the $80 to $90 range because they are custom made and hand sewn, but you can find them there. You'll go to our show notes for today's show and you'll find a link to the custom made bags. They have some cool designs. I just think it's a cool different gift.
That's cool. You know what? I feel like I should send her. There was a fighter pilot wife who did this and would make these out of the guy's flight suits.
Oh, that's cool.
Take their old flight suits and make big bags out of them. So I'm going to send you some flight suits.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah, it was really cool. The next one is Megan Aileen, who you heard on the Auditor Hour. Hosting it. This is not her shop. She's not that talented. No, I'm just kidding. This is her mom's shop. She has a laser and she laser etches lots of different things with lots of different statements. She's got a store like salt and pepper shakers and coffee mugs and glasses and candle holders and all sorts of stuff that she has etched. So you can go onto her shop. There's every sort of price range from, as she's got vinyl stickers all the way up to, you know, not $7 to $20 shirts. Very, very affordable stuff. So go check that out. It was stemless wine glasses, a set of four with different bits on them for $50. That's awesome. Those are nice. So you can go ahead and find Megan's mom's store. I like how she's like pimping her mom.
Yes, right.
Oh, I have to do the next one.
You have to do the next one? Okay.
I have to do Allison's because I am a multi-offender, of Allison's stuff. So Allison Muldoon.
There is a caveat here. It doesn't sound like she's doing custom ones right now. It's just the ones that are on the page.
Maybe. I twisted her arm. Allison, the horse is just black, okay? He's all black, please. He likes carrots. Please make him laying in a field of carrots. So in my world, I have a little tiny Zeus that Allison Muldoon, she makes these like tiny little figurines and can has done in the past. I don't know if she's doing it now. Custom of your horse, or you, and I've got all the students' horses. They're $35. They're these tiny little little horses, and they're just adorable. And so she made a Zeus that's in a coffee mug. Glenn got it for me for Christmas one year. And so Chad knows if the house burns down,
grab the coffee mug,
get the dog, get the kid and the dogs and the mug, mini Zeus. Like,
ours is in a glass case. Actually, we had a glass case that we found that fits it perfectly.
They're super adorable. So Allison Muldoon, but she's also got a shop where she's got lots of other things that she's already made. If you don't have time, you know, but it's kind of a little too close to Christmas, and she draws and she makes little, you can go see her little horses,
like,
but she's also
animals. They're really cool looking.
Like, just there's a little fox, like a tiny little sleeping fox, and that one's $15. It's adorable. There's Chestnut Apple, is a pony with his feet in buckets. I don't know, they're just adorable.
I don't know how she makes them for these prices. I really don't.
And they're super tiny and they're really cute. And she's also got like drawings that she's done of horses. She's basically just a horse crazy chick that's figured out a way to be creative, which we all wish we could do, but we can't. But yeah, she's 3 pages of Etsy, and that's all Allison Muldoon shop. And that will be on horsesinthemorning.com, the show notes page.
All right, we're going to do more of these after we get to our guests. But first, we have to do the part 4 in our green flower series on CBD oil. And we're going to get to our guest and talk about a little more expensive gift you can get. And then we're going to come back and finish these up before we do really bad ads. So here we go. And now our own Dr. Wendy Ying speaks with Roger from Greenflower Botanicals in a series we call CBD Oil 101.
Well, in our continuing series about CBD oil, we're going to talk about how we can use CBD oil to treat anxiety. That's such a huge problem in people and in our pets and horses. So, Roger, how can we use CBD oil to help us deal with our everyday stresses in life?
First of all, that's probably the number one reason, at least we see people purchasing CBD oil from our website and different outlets, is for relief of anxiety, whether it's a person or it's separation anxiety or storm anxiety in pets or arena anxiety in horses. And just the way CBD works with the central nervous system and the brain, it just really is a very effective anxiolytic in the way that it works with just literally no side effects. And again, the other good thing about CBD, not only does it have this wonderful, really calming, stabilizing effect, but unlike some people know CBD and marijuana are kind of tied in together, but unlike that, there's absolutely no intoxicating effect. There's no sedative effect. So it's not making you groggy or sleepy. So you're fully alert. You're just really more balanced and just this sense of control and so forth and so on. So again, it's a wonderful product. Can't recommend it highly enough when it comes to anxiety related issues.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to treat anxiety and behavior issues, especially in our animals, without using something that sedates them. So this is such a great alternative so that they can keep their wits about them and still reach their top athletic performance and keep their brilliance, but can be more relaxed and be the horse they are at home when you're at the shows. They can be like the horse you know, and you know they could be. Mm-hmm. So,
absolutely. That's
great,
it, you know, it helps
Thank
them learn.
Go ahead.
That's the other thing. It calms them down, which then helps them learn and perform.
Yeah. And when you're nervous, everybody knows you forget a lot of things, you know, like your memory doesn't work and you make some mistakes. So this is a great way to relax yourself if you get show nerves, or your animals, and they can be at their peak performance. So, Roger,
absolutely.
Where can people find out more about Greenflower Botanical products?
Sure. Just go over to greenflowerbotanicals.com. See all of our products there, and also a lot of really great information to help you learn more about it and how to choose products and how to dose and everything like that. And as well, we have a special coupon for HRN listeners. If you use coupon code HRN, you'll save 20% off your first order with us.
If you show your horses, please check with your federation on the legal use of CBD oil. And we had a lucky winner I sent out an email to yesterday. They got $150 worth of green flower CBD oil for Monday. So we hope you find some use in that. Well, next up, we're going to give our guest a call and chat with her. Linda Ballou is a writer, an author, an adventurer, and she has written many articles for Horse Illustrated, Equus Magazine, Western Horseman, California Riding Magazine, and Equitrekking. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I got tired just reading about all the things you've written for.
Yeah, I know. I'm having a lot of fun out there, I have to admit it.
I bet.
It's just great. And I love this idea of sharing my favorite guest ranches and riding experiences with your audience.
Well, it's kind of our gift day today, and I'm going to let Jamie take over. I'll tell you why. She's been to many ranches and done these kind of things. I've never been to one because I like carriage driving and not riding so much. So, Jamie, you've been to one where? The one you go to a lot and love.
The one I go to a lot, which now I go up and help them start horses, is the Triangle X Ranch in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is amazing. And they have rides for everybody from, you know, fast, slow, medium. Even my dad went, okay? My dad was like, do you have any horses that are mostly dead? And they're like, we have one just for you. And then I also went to one, the Diamond D Ranch in Idaho. And I mean, the rides are just at a walk, but it's because you are going straight up mountains and straight down mountains. And it was really fun because I got to spend a lot of time with Chad, my husband, and we rode together without me having to worry about galloping off and leaving him or him getting in a mess. It was a completely different experience. And that one had like a lot of hiking and a lot of fishing and things like that. Whereas the Triangle X, you're pretty much there riding the horses and hanging out and having good food. So it's different. So those are my two kind of different experiences. I do not prefer to go to a guest ranch and pay a lot of money to like work. You know, like I'm not going to round anything up. I'm not going to sweat if I don't want to. So that's kind of my guest experience. I don't know if you have a different one. What is Linda? What is your kind of favorite type of guest experience?
Well, I love riding, you know, real riding. And so I like some that are a little bit more strenuous than the typical guest ranch, which is geared towards families. But I really think that the dude ranches and the guest ranches for a family, extended family experience are really wonderful. I really recommend them because, you know, grandma and grandpa can be with their grandkids, but, you know, they all have different levels of activities. The nine-quarter circle up in Montana outside of Bozeman is one of my first experiences, and it's really, you know, nobody goes there just once is the article I wrote about it, because it's really well situated on the Gallatin River, which was where River Run Through It was filmed, and it's on the gateway to Yellowstone, so you can go into, they give you a picnic lunch, and you can go into Yellowstone and spend the day. Or you can raft the river, which was an hysterical experience because it was hypothermia time. You know, the water was so cold. and the location and the horses, and they had all levels of riding. They had wildflower walks for novices, you know, and really good extended all-day rides.
What was that called again, Linda?
Nine-quarter circle. Excuse me. The nine-quarter circle in Montana. Outside of Bozeman, Montana. Okay, so that would really be a good one I would recommend. For families, I think
It's all right. And I want to tell listeners that I'm going to put these in the show notes too. So if you forget what Linda said, then you can find them in our show notes.
So the Elkhorn Ranch down outside of Tucson, Arizona, is a wonderful place for Christmas. It's like your own, you know, I mean, they're very family-oriented. It's very warm and friendly. You have your own casita, your own little house with the red cardinals that come down in the winter. This time of year, it's beautiful there, and they take you up into the Boca Cavari Range, so you have wonderful rides into incredible country. So that's a wonderful thing. I like real riding, though. So I went to Ecuador, and I rode with a woman named Sally Verget. Her program is called Ride Andes.
I'm sorry, I have a cold.
That's
here.
Right.
I caught it on a plane.
We all just got over our colds, so we know how it is.
So I did the Hacienda to Hacienda ride on the Inca Trail. So if you're a real rider, that is a fantastic riding experience. The other one that I just did recently, and Sally has rides all over South America, so I can't recommend her highly enough for her rides. But then I went to British Columbia and did a backcountry experience with them. I went to Vancouver and then a charter flight into the Tylos Lodge. And it is an incredible experience if you want to get out of civilization and, you know, really have a nature experience. I did the pack trip. It's a 5-day pack trip. And there's, you know, it's just wonderful not to have any signs of civilization around you. No noise, no planes, nothing, no drones, you know, just you and your horse and nature and wonderful vistas and beautiful country. And then if you really want to do the riding, they have what they call lodge riding, where you just do a lot of galloping on the trails around the lodge. But I wanted a backcountry experience. You know, in your notes to me, you asked me what's the craziest thing that's happened to me. Well, I do love the backcountry, and early on, I did a pack trip into the High Sierras. I live in California, so into the John Muir Wilderness. And on the fifth night, we were on a 5-day trip. On the fourth night of a 5-day trip, I tripped and fell, and it had nothing to do with my horse.
Oh, no.
You know, people say, I want to blame my horse. No, it had nothing to do with my horse. All me. I was birding, and I was looking up instead of where I was stepping, and I tripped, and I fell, and I broke two ribs, or fractured two ribs, and had to be airlifted out.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
now, in that, right. No, I know. So in that experience, I learned a lot of things about how to choose an outfitter. And, in fact, I wrote an article about it. Which if people want to come to my site, I have a whole list of articles. And it says not all outfitters are created the same, and there are certain things you should look for. And in this case, these kids who were our guides had absolutely no medical training whatsoever, nor did they have any medical supplies. I had a Tylenol PM to deal with the pain. Yeah. And, I mean, I got to give them credit because it happened in the evening, and the young wrangler, they were two guys from B.C., and they were good wranglers, but they had no knowledge of they didn't know the terrain. They'd never been out in it before, you know. I mean, it was just crazy. And I didn't learn all of this until the accident. But the one kid, he rode out all night for me. I wrote on a paper bag, authorizing the helicopter, praying that it wasn't going to cost me a bloody fortune.
Wow.
But he went out, he rode all night, to get to a phone, to get in, you know, and they rescued me. But I learned a lot in that experience, and the things you should ask are detailed in this article I've got called, you know, Not All Outfitters Are Created the Same.
Yeah, which one was this now?
Well, I don't want to badmouth them, but in fact, it was Rock Creek, which is a company that's been in play for, I don't know, 30 years there in the High Sierras. But these kids were new guides, and it was the spring thaw ride, you know,
so was their first time out. I'm shocked that they didn't have a satellite phone. I thought all of these guys carried satellite phones.
Well, this was a while back.
Oh, okay.
And it was just the two young guides, wranglers, and me and a couple of girls who were racetrack, warm-up girls. And we were all experienced riders, thank goodness, because we did run into a lot of snow, and a mule fell through a bridge. it was a pretty darn exciting trip. but I now know what to look for and ask for. And like my BC trip, the pack trip, I mean, they were wonderful. They were very professional, and you know, we had good, well-trained, fit animals, and good guides, and good cooks. So
So there's that, you know. I mean, horses can be dangerous, and if you're not with people who are conscientious about it, you can get into trouble.
What I'm hearing is that birds are dangerous, and birds are the reason.
I know. Isn't that terrible? I know. Well, it was a day we had gone to Ivyville Springs, and we'd been in the hot springs that day, and also in the altitude. That's another thing when you're looking at these rides. You need to check for altitude, you know, the elevation, because at about 9,000 feet, I get altitude sickness. So people who go on trips, you know, they need to ask some very specific questions about the terrain, the level of the rides, you know, and make certain that they're really fit for it, you know, that they can handle it.
Right. I don't think I'm cut out for a pack trip because there's not a hotel on each night.
Well, that's right. Yeah. It's not for everybody, but I'm a nature nut. You will actually, you know, I'm from Alaska, so I'm a little more rugged than the average person I meet here in California. But and I love the outdoors, and so... So, yeah, my trips are geared towards river rafting, hiking, horseback riding, that sort
of
thing.
The one you talked about, was it Costa Rica? Where was it? Ecuador?
Ecuador, yeah. That's a fabulous trip. You fly down to Quito. And these haciendas are restored, you know, 200 or 300-year-old haciendas. And you ride for the day up on the Inca Trail, and then you're at a next hacienda. And it's gracious. Now, those accommodations are very gracious with lovely meals. And, you know, you're just out riding all day and you have a picnic lunch, you know, when you're out. And you
like
get a lot of galloping.
I kind of like the point-to-point riding, kind of like kind of like you do in Ireland and stuff, where you're not going back to the same place every night. You're actually getting somewhere.
Right. So. I did the Connemara Trail many, many years ago. I did ride in Ireland. I have a story called Irish Mist. About the fact that I survived cross-country jumping in Ireland. That was probably the most dangerous thing I've ever done in my life, but I live to tell.
Oh, God, I loved it. I thought it was so fun. Those people are crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I was much, much younger then, and here in California, they weren't moving me along fast enough, you know, because of the liability. But in Ireland, they don't care if you die.
They don't care. No, like,
they don't care.
I remember I get on this horse in Ireland and they're like, okay, let's go. And I'm like, would you like to know anything about me? Should you know my what I do? Have I ride? Yeah. Nope, let's go. And immediately take off at a gallop and jump traffic barriers to get into the
forest. That's right. I'll never forget the coffin jump.
Oh my God. I love the coffin.
Well, their theory is you're going to stay on or you're not. There's only two options, right? I mean,
and the better option is to stay on. So pony up.
Hey, before...
I still get chills when I think about it. It really was the most. I was high as a kite for, you know, weeks afterwards.
Well, Linda, where can they find the articles? Like, if somebody wants to, if a horse husband's thinking, okay, I want to buy a trip for my horse wife, but I want to know the rules. Where do I, that article specifically,
okay,
where do
I find it? On my site, Linda Ballou, B-A-L-L-O-U, author.com, I have an articles page.
Okay.
And I have a host of articles on there. And also, I think if you wanted to know where to look for the ranches, duderanches.com is a really good source for here in the U.S. And another program, Equitrekking, Darlene Newman, she goes all around the world.
Yep.
Yeah, and she has reviews, you know, for riding holidays. And so yeah, I would recommend Darlie and duderanches.com. And my page, I have specific articles about, for instance, the nine-quarter circle and the spotted horse, which is where I stayed in Wyoming, Jackson Hole. So, and I want to go back to all of them.
Well, I got to ask you, too, we only have a minute or two, so give a plug for your book, The Cowgirl Jumped Over the Moon.
Okay, so, you know, Jimsy is on her way to the World Cup, and she has a terrible accident, and it turns her little world upside down. And she has, this is a, you know, self-discovery for this young woman. She gets, she starts questioning everything in her life, and she ends up going, guess where, up into the High Sierras, and She rides solo. It's kind of like wild on horseback. And she runs into a lone cowboy who is a fire lookout. And there's an environmental story in there because the fire lookout is friends with a bear up there named Blue. So it's a fun story. It's a thrilling ride. And I won't tell you the end. But I get terrific reviews on this book, and I have it in audio, which I'm happy to give people audio coupons for Audible if they want to email me off my page. I'm happy to provide that for free. It's in Kindle, and it's, you know, on all major sites. If you buy it on my site, I pay for the shipping, and you get a signed copy.
The Cowgirl Jumped Over the Moon, the website, again, excuse me, is Linda, now you got me doing it, is lindabaloo.com. You can find her there. And I was sucked in this morning and spent about an hour in there goofing off. So there's plenty to read in there and plenty to see. Linda, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Glenn. I really appreciate it, too.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Makes me want to ride, and that's unusual. So.
That's right. I can't wait for my next adventure. Okay.
Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Make you want to go back to the ranch?
Yes, I just love that place. And she kept talking about real riding. I don't know what not real riding is.
Well,
but
she means packing in.
So they do offer that at Triangle X, but like I don't want to do that.
I know.
I mean, when you get on and you're flying across the plains in Wyoming, like that to me is real riding. And
no,
then
she's
real
about
riding,
not showering for a week.
Oh no! Then do you go back to the hot tub?
Yeah,
that's real
she's
riding.
She's talking about not bathing for a week.
No, that's not a vacation to
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
talk
to
work.
Chad about that one.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, "No, I prefer the go ride up just to your heart's content, and then go back to the hot tub."
Well, let's hear from one of our terrific sponsors, and then we're going to finish up our gift guide and go into really bad ads.
Coach Jen here, HRN Chaos Control Officer and host of the Horse Tip Daily Show here on Horse Radio Network. Longtime Horse Radio Network fans know that I'm a big fan of Wintec saddles. I've been riding in them for about 20 years now. Whether I'm eventing, showing in dressage, or fox hunting, or hitting the trail at an endurance competition, I know my saddle fits my horse and it's going to hold up to the toughest conditions and look great doing it. You may be wondering exactly which saddle do I use for this varied group of disciplines? Well, Wintec makes saddles for every discipline. That's how. I have several. And Wintec doesn't sit on their laurels. 2019 brings even more innovation to the saddle range, so head out to your local tack store and have a sit-in one. Or you can contact your favorite online retailer, arrange a test ride, or check them out online at wintecsaddles.us.
Well, last we talked about Allison Muldoon doing the little custom guys. Well, speaking of custom, we have Carrie Garvey, who gave away one of her custom-etched glasses on Radiothon. And we have our own versions. Mm. I have Scooter right here. They are so well done, and they look just like your horse. And don't tell anybody, but I'm getting them for my landlords. I got to run out today and take a picture of their horses and send them to her.
You could have given her a little more notice. Jeez. Love mine. She even there's a chip in the bottom of the glass, and I was like, "Oh, there's a chip in the glass."
Thing.
And then right next to the chip, it says #. Damn it, Zeus!
That was the most clever thing I've ever seen. It was really thoughtful.
I was like, "Did she chip it on purpose?"
You know she's a listener, right? I mean,
yeah, that's awesome. And it looks just like him. It is crazy. So if you want a custom etched glass. She does the wine glasses, like stemless.
I mean,
and
it's not expensive, but I don't know how she does it for the price she does it. It's like, I didn't look here. They're not at much.
Did you almost say what I think? Did you almost say what I think you almost said?
What?
It sounded like you started to say, it's like it's free.
No, I didn't say that, but you can. Oh,
you were so close to saying it.
So we'll post her link in our show notes, too. That's an Etsy store. Jean Abernethy, of course, of Fergus fame. Now, she did a custom drawing for one of our winners on Monday. She doesn't do that very often, and it's not cheap. It's like $200 to get her to do that, of Fergus in a picture with your horse. But so the winner was lucky, but she also has all her books, and you can get them autographed and signed on her page, JeanAbernethy.com. We love Jean. I've met her many times in person. She's just a sweetheart. And of course, Fergus books are very popular, but you can get the custom ones, I just wanted to remind you, at her website. Of course, Lisa Wysocki, our own fill-in host, who did a terrific job the other night with a country singer.
Oh my God. That was one of my favorite interviews of the whole day. Great. He was adorable. She was adorable talking about him because you could tell he's hot. And she was like, I mean, he's like easy on the eyes, sadly married.
But she does her book sets as well at LisaWysocki.com. Of course, the Cat and Wright book series. We read one of them here. And you can get all four of them. She'll autograph them to you. You want them autographed to, sign them, and send them out to you. So if you have a horse lover in your family that likes to read, then the Lisa Wysocki book set's a good option. You talk about the next one.
Okay, I will tell you about it as soon as I get it. Oh, okay. Obviously, one of the gifts that keeps on giving for people that own horses is MontyRobertsUniversity.com. MontyRobertsUniversity.com is, I mean, like 700 videos online and lessons and question and answers and boards where the instructors go on and answer your questions. It is literally a university. If you're having a particular problem with your horse, you can type it in and there will be a video to help you. It's not a DVD series of an hour long DVD. These are videos that are like 5 minutes. And even if you want to sit down and do the university portion of it, you can watch the video and then answer some questions and then watch it. I mean, it's so well done. It is really, really worth the money. And it's not expensive
at
all.
It's like $10 a month. You paid a lot more than that to get your training.
Yeah, I did. totally worth it. But yeah, guys, I mean, it's a great gift for any of your horse friends. Give them a year's subscription to Monty Roberts, whatever, 6 months. I know that we're doing a gift giving exchange, like a Secret Santa in the auditor's room. This is a great one. Ooh, maybe I should give this away. Maybe I will. So anyway, you can check that out. It's MontyRobertsUniversity.com.
Very good. And then Auditor Monica Raymond does custom tags. These are custom tags you put on, like, your bridle, especially if you're at a boarding barn. They're little plastic tags that you attach with like a wire tie kind of thing.
No. It's just like almost like a little plastic zip tie type thing.
Got it. Okay.
And it's an ID tag, and she puts the horse's names on it. And where I have it is on, says, if you remember last year, Monica sent me some of these because last year I bought the Weatherbeater blanket I really, really wanted was on sale. But it was in sale in the same color. But I had three different horses that needed it, and they're all three different sizes. So I bought three blankets that look exactly the same for three different horses in three different sizes. But you can't tell unless you like flip it over and like see whose name is inside. I wrote the names inside it, but it's just easier. So she sent me all these tags because she said Chad would divorce me if I didn't have some easy way for him to identify. I figured that out, Monica, because he just doesn't blanket them, but whatever. It's cool. Like, it helps me. There's a little plastic tag with the horse's name on it, and it just right on and no problem. So you can check these out. Again, they're very affordable. $12 for $20. So you can find her Etsy shop there as well. Put them on your fly masks or lead ropes or halters if you board. Oh my gosh. So you can have them on, put them on everything. Get for $12 for $20, get 12 of your horse and just put your horse's name on everything. You'd be that guy.
I have one more mug that I wanted to get for you because it's perfect about your life. And it's just a mug. It just has writing on it that says coffee, horseback riding, wine, repeat. That's your life. That's your
absolutely.
Day, every day.
I think I found a sign that said from, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. is coffee. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is riding. And 4 p.m. till bedtime is wine. That's like the perfect day.
That's your life.
That's great. I do want to tell you too that I've been having a really hard time, if anybody has any suggestions, getting gifts for my vet and my farrier. These women have really stuck by me and been awesome this year. So I went to Etsy and I found a coffee mug. Tell my vet. It says, "Most vets," and it's just a picture of like a horse. And then it says next to it, "My vet," and it is a unicorn that is like draped over a stripper pole. So I need that one.
Female vet, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. And it says, "Most vets, you." And then my farrier, she is a certified journeyman farrier. She's amazing, and I got her a shirt that says, "If you think hiring," wait, hold on, where is it? I've got to get it right. "If you think hiring an expensive, you think I'm expensive, try hiring a farrier that's cheap," or something like, I got to find the shirt. Hold on. Find it. Because it's great. And you can.
What? Go ahead.
I just did it on like Teespring Public.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Teespring, Teespring Public. Yeah. Okay. So it says, "If you think it's expensive to hire a good farrier, try hiring a bad one."
That's good.
It's very true. Very true. And so she's really good. So anyway, those are the gifts that I've got them so far. And I kind of custom made those off Etsy and things. But I need, the Teespring shirt is $13. So I need like more stuff for a vet farrier. So if anybody has any gift ideas, let's start a post on the auditor's room of, farrier, vet, trainer, horse professional type thing. So we'll do that too.
Sounds good. To answer a listener question, Alexandra just posted in the auditor room, "Christmas shopping and thinking my dad would love the veteran animal book that Hidden featured on Veterans Day. The name of the book and the wonderful author has left me." It's the same author that Robin that did Reckless. What's
Robin Hutton.
Yeah, what's the name of that new book? It's War Horses?
No, this one is, she did a book on all animals involved in this. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm trying to find it for you, because that's also another great gift idea. If you do have especially older veterans in your life and things, that would be a great book for them.
War Animals.
War Animals. That's right. By Robin Hutton is where you, that's.
She wrote Sergeant Amazon. Reckless. Right. Yeah. War Animals. And
she was just nominated into the Cowgirl Hall of Fame too.
Oh wow! Well, good for her.
Reckless. Yeah. So they actually are going to do a Sergeant Reckless Award every year at the Cowgirl Hall of Fame now.
Oh
so,
wow!
Yep. So she's being honored all over the place. But that's the name, Alexandra. You can find it there. All right. You want to do some really bad ads and call it a week?
Yeah. Sure.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for some really bad ads. It's the time of the week when our listeners submit bad Craigslist ads or Facebook ads, and we just have a little fun with them. Well, I screwed up royally on Monday. I mean, one screw up in 12 hours I don't think is too bad, especially with all the pieces we have going on Radiothon Day. And we had 50... total of 55 prizes. Well, I missed one, and it was the prize that everybody really wants.
It's like so beautiful.
So, and they wrote to me and said, "I think you missed my prize." And I went, "Yes, I did." So we're going to give it away as the prize. So everybody that didn't win on Monday has another shot of winning something this month. We're going to give it away as the prize at the end of this month on our last episode this month for Really Bad Ads. And what it is the Oak Bark and Chrome Shoulder Bag. Now, this is a beautiful top grain leather bag, which looks amazing. I mean, everybody that They were fighting over it in the auditor room last night. It features a front stirrup clasp that's magnetic. It's lined with a classic herringbone fabric and has stabilizing feet on the bottom, so he said it doesn't fall over. This thing is high quality. This, you can look at it and go, wouldn't you agree? It's high quality. This is good stuff.
It's stunning and beautiful, and there's a stirrup like right on the front of this one, and they're all super horsey. This bag, it's like almost like this is not the one we're giving away, right?
You can pick. You get a $200 gift card toward the product of your choice, and get a color. You can get whatever, you know, color, whatever you want. So you at Oak Bark and Chrome, you can get to pick, but the bag itself is what they're giving away, and you just pick which one you want.
This bag is like a mail bag almost. It is super cute. I really want this one that's in the picture, Glenn.
And you don't even like leather shopping stuff. Look at you.
I mean, you know what? I can be tempted.
You're easily corrupted.
This is so beautiful.
I may not be able to get you to eat a steak, but you know.
You know what? I have saddles, so. Not
yeah, that's true. And they make the most beautiful stuff at Oak Bark and Chrome. You can go onto their website. They have all kinds of handbags and accessories and different things. And they're just beautiful. It's high-end stuff. So we're excited to be giving one of these away for really bad ads. Speaking of which, we had a lot of listeners submit really bad ads. And
yeah, because they're all now wanting to get this bag. And
by the way, if you're going to get it as a gift, go buy one. Don't count on winning one. Go buy one today.
Your odds are about that of Radiothon at this point. So many people submitted really bad ads for this bag. Now, remember, if you do record and submit your own really bad ad, you record it yourself and voice it and everything, you get two entries, double the entries into the prize for the bag, the Oak Bark and Chrome bag.
Well, thank God, because I'm tired and we got a lot of help today. And we started with Kimberly helping us out.
Hi, this is Kim in SoCal. I'm going to try to record this from work. This is from an ad on Horseweb, and this is for a horse that's in South Dakota. So I'm going to try to butcher another accent. Title: Arabian mare for sale in Woodsocket, South Dakota. She's an all-round mare that can go in any direction you want her to. She's registered in the APHA. We'll come back to that. She has had 3 foals with successful careers. It doesn't say what kind of careers. She has been through play days, open shows, breed shows, 4-H, and halters. Yes, that was halter with an S. She's such a great mare, we are only selling her due to becoming more and more involved with sports and not having enough time for her. If you want more info and pics, call this number. Blah, 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 blah. So what we have is a horse with a bit of an identity crisis. Says she's an Arabian mare, but she's registered with the Paint Horse Society, which registers colored horses that are either paint registry, thoroughbred, or quarter horse. So I'm a little confused. So they enclose a copy of her papers, and her papers say she's a Palomino. And I don't know what horses are if they're not sports. So thanks. Bye.
I like Kim. Okay. She helps us out and does all the narrating for us.
She's an Arabian horse that they said is a registered paint. You get the papers and it's the Palomino. That's great. Heather sent the next one in. And
I gave you this one because there was no way in hell I was going to read this one today.
Okay. I haven't looked at it ahead of time, so we'll have to see how it goes. Done with Mobster. And that is D-U-N. Apparently, this is the name of said quarter horse. Done with Mobster, and parentheses, Kippy. Buckskin, AQHA, quarter horse stallion, gorgeous son of HF Mobster out of a Wimpy. I know why you gave me this one. Out of a Wimpy's Little Step bred mare, it don't get much better than that. Oh, wait, yes. Yes, it does. He's a 5-panel clean splash white too, can be registered into APHA, and he's homozygous for the black gene. Plus, he's nominated in our HA and in our BC. My, oh my, where would you find another one like him? You would run your wheels off your car for dang sure. He's a sweetheart to handle, too. He ties, loads, stands good for the farrier, and loves a bath. He lounges. Not real steady, just a cool dude. He has not been started yet. If not sold in 30 days, we will send him out. Please, serious inquiries only.
Where are they going to send him to? I don't know what that means.
I swear to God, I think quarter horse names are like... so fantastic. HF Mobster out of Wimpy Step. Done with Mobster Buck. Oh my God. I don't. It's like, how can we get a collection of obscure words and put them all together? Where can we make that make sense? Oh, quarter horse registration papers. There you go. If you're a quarter horse person, you can't be offended because you know it's true.
There are more acronyms in that ad than any other ad we've ever had.
Uh-huh. And lots of exclamation point. I didn't feel like reading them all because there's so many commas and exclamation points.
Where are
points.
They sending them out to? If they don't sell them in 30 days, where's he?
I don't know.
He's going to be sent out.
You know
out.
What? Just geld it. Geld that.
Hey, Mini Horse Stud is the next one from Ellen.
Oh my God. Geld that too.
$500. Mini Stud looking for a new home would make a good teaser stud for breeders. Not a kid's pony. Does nip and bite. Up to date on shots. 30 inches tall, 6 years old. Was shown when younger. Was started under harness. Needs someone who has the time to start. And a farrier. Hours just stopped coming this summer. I wonder why.
Oh my God. It's because it's biting you.
It's kicking the farrier. It's biting its face off. It's standing up on two legs. That's why.
Oh my God. You know what this stud colt needs is just somebody with some time and a farrier.
And a veterinarian.
And a vet. And a good working sense of how to get to the emergency room. Maybe some health insurance.
I like
things
just
like
stopped
that.
Coming out like it was a surprise.
Geld that. Come on. Oh, by the way, somebody posted a horse for sale in the Oklahoma farm swap meet, I believe. And it was like your quintessential 2-year-old, backwards built, really unattractive stud colt. And they're like, stud colt, I think it was like $300. And I was like, please. I had to post. Please just geld that. Well, you know, if we geld it, the price is going to go up. And I was like, good. Geld it and post it for $500. Like, what's the problem here? Why is this such a hard thing for people to understand? Okay.
Speaking of gelding, did you see what Kayla, the sign she posted? It said the Leesburg Animal Hospital. And I think that's near where she lives, actually. And you know how they have those signs where you put up the letters? They put up,
yeah.
Deck the halls, whack off them balls, 10% off castrations.
Yes. I'm trying to make it to a year with baby Stan Lee because he still has his. But everything I've read is like, geld them late, geld them early. Don't do it till they're 3. Do it when they're 6 months. And so from what I've talked to with my veterinarian is we're going to try to wait till a year. And he's out with 2 mares and he is like bottom of the barrel. Everybody beats him up, like chases him away. I feel so bad for him. He has like no friends. actually, Groot's his friend. That's about it, though. And he's not trying to breed any mares yet. He's only 7-8 months old. So, but it's coming, people. We will have a celebratory day. Matt sent the next one in, and this is, I think, the town of King.
This one too.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, horse for sale. It's like selling wood. I'll take it next week. Next week arrives. Can I take him next week? So, advertised again, Trumpsta is in paddock condition, but he is like that reliable tender match from way back. No contact for 12 months, and then one day you're desperate, so you throw a leg over, and it's just as good as the day you turned him out. That is a very, this is me talking, that is a very gross way to talk about a tender match. Oh my God. Is there a leg over a year later? Okay. Not for a complete beginner, kind of like an auto. Easy to use, but limited skill is required. He is like...
That's a good analogy.
Oh my God. I think this person is misogynistic. A-hole. He's like, he's like that 3 a.m. girl you meet at the pub, makes out to be hard to catch, but easily coached over with some food.
This is a real ad.
Have you seen 40-year-old virgin where she's like, well, the French fries, and then she pukes in his face and she's like, I'll still have sex with you if you want me to. And he's like, that's okay. Just like, oh my God, I can't read this, Glenn.
You don't have to. You don't have to go on.
Oh my God, I can't read this anymore. This is the most disgusting, misogynistic, nasty,
Jamie.
Gross ad talking about riding it anytime like an ex, and then like how she's the same age as I like my girlfriend, 16? What? Selling for $2,000, but just like my standards, that's negotiable.
Matt, oh, no, I should have had a bet how far you would have got into that ad before you quit.
I can't read this. This is horrible.
All right, let's go to Rebecca next.
I have never quit one. Matt, you are in trouble with me.
Let's go to Rebecca next.
Hey, guys, this is Bex from Colorado. I have a really bad ad, which... When you read, you need to have no soul for the poor Mustang. Also, there are no pictures at all.
No
and
soul.
The punctuation is super, super random, so I'll do my best. And my lung capacity isn't that great, so let's see how this goes. Okay, I have some great horse that I am looking to sell. Also, I have one paint Mustang I would like to give away to teenage rider or 4-H or some that can ride well. It has training but no papers because it is a Mustang. We have had it a few years and Philip rides it a lot, but not a beginner's horse person or under 10 years old need to be able to sidestep, two-track, cow work, also to love and spend time with a horse. All horses for sale need advanced rides, comma. Who can spend time with any horse you buy? They have different type of qualities to tracking, backing up, some half speed, some half great on towels, like a towel you dry yourself with. All papered. The only one not papered is a Mustang, which I'm giving away for free because it has no papers, but that does not mean it is not trained. I have trail horses. I have barrel horses, prospects. I definitely cowers, quarter horses. I have mares, like the mayor of a town, geldings, and studs for sale. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Depending on horse is depending on how much that horse cost. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Super rad, and I feel really sorry for that Mustang. That's it.
Gotta have
I don't
soul.
Even know what she read.
I don't either, but with her accent, it sounds good.
It sounded good.
So I don't understand a lot of these today. And the next one has to be the worst trailer we've ever had in the history of these trailers.
Oh my God.
We're going to post. It's I'll post parched. This on Facebook. You have to see this one. It is, well, it's a skeleton of a trailer. And it's completely overgrown by trees. I mean, up through the trailer, it's around the trailer.
Become part of the forest.
It doesn't have sides. It has grating around the sides and the top. It looks like it's about a 1940 some because the hitch, look at the hitch length. It's about 12 feet long. And that looks to be made out of solid steel. It is part of the forest, and it's completely rusted. And this is what they said. This is in Leon County. I don't know where that is. And this was sent in by April. This is for a two-animal cattle trailer. It's going to need a little TLC. It has two axles. We believe it's 5,000 pounds each axle. It has a brand new jack in the front. It's been sitting for 3 years, which I think they really meant to say 30. But it's overall good condition. We'll need some TLC. No title, but a clean bill of sale will be given, and it will have to be picked up as it's just outside of Crockett, Texas. Please contact us for more information. Don't believe any of that. This thing is not going to drive anywhere. The tires are completely gone. It is just a scrap heap.
How do you get a clean bill of sale? That just means like means I can write something.
Yeah,
that's not a clean
it
title.
It says it has no title. So that's because it's 40 years sitting in the same spot. And there is a new jack on the front. They have a picture of it. Why they did that, I'm not sure. This is, oh has to be God. The worst trailer we've ever seen. We'll
I don't know how you're going to, you got to get like a machete to cut it out of the vines. And again, it's winter, so the vines are dead. So there's a really a lot of vines that have wrapped their way through the bars on this trailer.
April,
I don't know.
That was a good find. That was a good find, April.
All right. The next one comes from Jenny. Jenny sent the next one in. And
what is it with people no punctuation? do they not have periods on their phones?
Oh, my God. And then, you know, what's funny is, like, then they'll have, like, 12 exclamation points at the very end. You're like, did you not have space that out? Describe the picture of this horse in Hendersonville. I believe Hendersonville's in Tennessee. So,
well, it's interesting because there are four pictures total. Five pictures total, and it looks like two different horses. It looks like a brown horse and a black horse. So I, and the other picture's so small I can't tell, but it does kind of look like a Tennessee walking horse and a guy in a, it looks like, do you know what Ebenezer Scrooge wore in what was that Scrooge
movie? In The Christmas Story?
The Christmas Story, the one-piece red nightgown or thingy he wore at night with the footsies. That's what this guy is wearing. Look at what he's wearing. That's what it looks like.
I just think he's really dirty. I just think he's really, think? Really dirty.
I think and it's a one-piece with footsies.
So the picture is a very large man holding a horse that appears that he's got like... It's more him, and they somehow put like some sort of lasso around the like nostrils of the horse, and it look I don't know.
Don't
it's
just really like two different horses, though.
Yes, there's a black horse and a brown horse, and this is in Hendersonville, which is there's a Hendersonville, North Carolina, but there's also a Hendersonville, Tennessee. And you would think that if it was in Hendersonville, Tennessee, they might have spelled Tennessee right, but they did not. Let me tell you how they spelled Tennessee, because the first word is it's a Tennessee walking horse. T-E-N-E-S-S-I. Tennessee. Okay, here we go. I'm going to read the ad for you. This is two horse. Oh, Glenn, it's a two for one. That's why there's two different pictures of the horses. I believe it says $3,500. This is a two horse, two times one, $3,500 in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Tennessee walking horse. It's in good shape. I need experience riding the other one. Is the little pony horse, but this one is come. With you and the price, the black walking horses have registration paper. The little one, no paper. The black is 11-year-old. The little one, possible run 8-year-old.
What? Why couldn't we describe them both separately? Everyone is described back and forth. I'm so confused. These ads are confusing the hell. Maybe I'm just tired, but they're confusing the hell out of me today.
That was pretty confusing because I don't know what I read. I mean, literally no punctuation in the whole thing. So how are we supposed? Okay,
let's
go ahead.
Chelsea help us out.
Hey guys, this is Chelsea from Virginia here to read a really bad ad that I found on Craigslist. It says free horse in Jefferson County. I don't know where Jefferson County is. All caps. Absolutely not for beginners. Do not even ask. This is not a kid's horse. You must have references from vet, farrier, and other horse people that I can actually talk to. I'm not giving this horse to just anyone. Do not contact me unless you are an adult. Do not contact me just asking for pictures. Do not contact me unless you are an experienced horse person. And in all caps, do not contact me if you are intending to send this horse to slaughter. This horse is healthy, up to date on shots and coggins. I will send details only after we chat. Anyone who doesn't want to follow my process doesn't need to reply. I'm only looking for the best interest of the horse and anyone interested.
Oh, don't you want to call this person with your southern accent and talk all in one sentence without punctuation?
You know, I forgot what they were selling. I was got so involved in what we're not allowed to do.
Do not do it.
I don't know. And what was she? Oh, whatever. Chelsea, well read.
Well read, yeah. Celeste sent this one in, and it's just a picture of a little henny, Jenny. And it says, so located in New Wilmington, PA, 3-year-old Henny Jenny, about 30 to 36 inches tall, not broke, and like an antelope. What does that mean?
It's not broke and like an antelope. It means it will jump either out of your pasture or away from you or run away. It's like a wild deer, basically. And it appears that they need to catch it and loosen the halter because I believe the halter has grown into its face. Bless its heart. No soul.
$100 you can have your own Henny Jenny that will not stay on your property.
Oh my God, it's so cute, though. It's like a little brown fluff ball.
It's cute. I'm glad it doesn't live in Oklahoma. All right, Stephanie sent this one, and we got two more. Stephanie and Alex are going to help us out.
Hey guys, it's Stephanie. This showed up in my WeWork feed, which is an intra-office network. It's a picture of an adorable kitty, and it reads as follows. Cat sitter and cat. Need a cat sitter and a cat, preferably fat, to play with my fat cat. Skills preferred, project management, design, engineering. Now, I don't know if this is some sort of newfangled code for something, but I found it pretty comical. That's it. Have a good one.
I guess you have to be in the office environment to get that. Again, I don't understand a lot of the ads today.
I felt like at first it was like a Dr. Seuss riddle.
All right, Alex is going to finish out the day.
Hi, all. This is Alex from Savannah. I found two.
Maybe not.
One,
that's a terrible...
No.
Yeah, that one was terrible. You had a terrible connection, Alex. We tried.
Sorry, Alex. So, call back. Just so you know, Alex, Hannah, Jessica, Angela, Lindsay, Stephanie, Tara, Amanda, and Kayla also submitted. So we can either, you're already entered for the bag, and we might use some of those next week. It depends on how we can get around to it. But keep in mind, we did get yours. And Alex, you get credit too. Just try back again.
Yeah, that just didn't come through right. All right.
If you guys want to record your own ad, here's what I would suggest is, obviously there's a voicemail line, but most of your phones have a little microphone on them and you can record voice notes. You just record the voice note into your phone and then email it to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. I know Chelsea sent me, I got a lot of emailed ads. I forwarded them all to Jennifer. I'm not always able to do that. So make sure you are sending your ads to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Not me, because I read them and I'm like, that's hilarious. And then I forget to send them.
And the other thing you can do too is go to horsesinthemorning.com. There's a little speak pipe banner on the right side. Just click on that and you just talk into your phone. And it sends it to us automatically. You don't have to email anything. And that's how actually most of the voicemails came through for Radiothon. If you notice, the voicemails were much clearer and sounded better this year.
Yeah.
That's why SpeakPipe was the reason why they sounded so much better this year. So that's it for today. I am done. We're going to have a best of for you on Monday and Tuesday, and then we'll be back here live again on Wednesday. So there will not be a live show again until Wednesday because I have to go to Disney World.
Oh, you poor thing.
We're going to take Charlotte for her first trip to Disney World. I'm so excited. It's always fun seeing people their first time when they go.
And where are you going? Magic Kingdom?
Magic Kingdom. You know, we talked about it, and she's in a wheelchair. So I talked to other people who have done it in a wheelchair, and they said, you know, it's when you're going first time to Disney World at Christmas, which is totally decorated, you almost have to go to Magic Kingdom. So we're going to take her to Magic Kingdom. I think I'm going to take her on Space Mountain first. She's an adventure daredevil. So I think Roller Coaster in the Dark has to be her first ride.
Oh, my God.
So
all I know is I took Lucas to Magic Kingdom, and the first ride, the one that was like wide open, was a Haunted Mansion. And we got all the way through. We walked out of there, and he goes, I am never riding that again.
Oh, well, that isn't even that bad.
It is when you're like 4.
It's not scary at all. It's kind of comical. But yeah, I can see a 4-year-old maybe.
Oh, my God. That was like the worst thing I'd ever done him on anything. As a parent.
Then you went and
You
went and did one of the little tiny kids rides that bring him down.
Oh, man. Let me tell you how
don't
much time
you did
It's
a Small
Dumbo.
World with him. That would have turned him off totally.
I don't think Chad would let him go in there.
God, that is the most awful ride. I'm sorry. You can send your complaints to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. I cannot ride that ride. It just makes me want to throw up.
World,
oh, don't say it. Don't say it. La, la, la. That's it for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Great week, everybody. You've got a lot of catching up to do. Listen to Radiothon at the Horses in the Morning feed. You can find it there. Goodbye.
Baby Nergeld, it's a small world after all.
I need to mute her.
It's a small world after all. Small world.
Oh, that song makes me throw up in my mouth.
Did you mute me while I was singing that at the end there?
I didn't.
Oh, good. Because I'm not kidding you. It kind of went with the end of the...
It made me want to throw up in my mouth, that song. Oh, God, I hate that.
Lucas is...